Hi, 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 and welcome to Shift Talking. I am Davina Hain, your mental health coach and professional friend here to help you build a life that is unfuckwithable. Today is our Shift RX, where we take one topic and we break it down in under 10 minutes. So let's jump right in. Today we are talking Shift about the fact that you want him to talk, and here is why he won't. Okay, you say you want him to open up. You beg him to talk to you. You ask, what are you feeling? What's going on? And he gives you the classic, I'm fine. I'm good. I'm cool. You know, here's what you need to know. He is not hiding. He's emotionally unpracticed. So let's just call it out. We've created an entire culture where boys are punished for feelings and then judged as men for not knowing how to have them. We call them distant. We call them shut down. We call them emotionally dumb. We say, I just want you to let me in. But let's be honest, he wasn't given the tools. He was taught to be strong, to be stoic, competent, contained. He was taught that his value is what he can do, not how he feels. And even if he wants to talk now, he may not even know what the fuck is going on inside of him, let alone how to name it out loud. As usual, here are some stats. By age 5, girls are more likely than boys to be comforted when they're upset. Boys are more likely to be told to shake it off or man up or walk it off or move on. Men are 4 times more likely to die by suicide than women. 1 in 3 men say they have 0 close friends. And the number one person they say they turn to is their partner. So do you see where this is going? Do you see how you become the only safe space, the emotional lifeline, the entire toolbox? And that is a fuck ton to carry for both of you. This is why this week's conversation is with Jason Lang, who is a men's mental health coach. He creates men's groups so that us as women or us as their partners don't become this one sole outlet for all of their emotions if they let them out. So first, let's talk about how we can maybe get them to open up to you, and then always please suggest that they find somewhere to go. There is a male loneliness epidemic, and I understand that people are like, well, they deserved it. They did that to themselves. My fucking sons did not. My sons did not do that to themselves. They were born into this shit. My husband did not do this to himself. While some men perpetuate it and some men have zero fucking problem contributing to the problem that is them, many men are not. So in the same way that we do not want to be treated how other men viewed women, and we don't want to be treated based on how other women treated our men, we also have to recognize that we can contribute to all of us getting fucking healthier and more steady and shifting the narrative into something that is mutually beneficial instead of it just being about women or about men. Here's what no one tells you. He is not silent because he doesn't care, for the most part. He's silent because his nervous system is fucking screaming. Men have been conditioned to hold it in, to appear stoic, to appear unbothered. And that's usually what we get until they get so bothered, so overwhelmed that all we get is the aggression, the anger, the, you know, like the big, the loudness, the scary, right? And it's because they haven't been taught how to do anything in between. So because when he was vulnerable before, someone laughed or bullied him or ignored him or told him to be tougher or maybe just sat there confused and uncomfortable, now his body reads emotional openness as a threat. Not because you are unsafe, but because openness itself is unsafe. And let's lovingly call some shit out. Sometimes we say we want emotional intimacy, but the second it shows up, we flinch. Which is what our episode on Sunday was, right? Was about our solo. This was about the fact that when we finally get what it is that we say we want, we flinch, we get the ick, we shut down, and then we go back to perpetuating the same narratives that got us here in the first place. We call it weak. We feel turned off. We try to fix it or freak out or shut it down. Not because we are monsters, but because we weren't taught how to receive it. We say, be soft with me, but deep down, we're still afraid that softness makes him less of a man. And that is our work to do. If you want him to open up, here's what actually works. Presence over pressure. Say, you don't have to say anything right now, but I'm here when you're ready. Safety over solutions. Try, would it help to vent, get advice, just be held? How can I support? What is it that you're needing from me? But you need to say it in a way that's assertive, that's clear, that's direct, without being aggressive, passive, or passive-aggressive. And what I mean by that is, Would it help to vent, get advice, or just be held? Say like that's the one that we want to go with. I'm not going to say like, oh, okay, well, would it help if you vent? Or like, do you maybe just want advice? Do you want me to hold you? Right? Like, ugh, gross. That is not what we're not becoming their mom. We are saying, hey, emotions don't have to be so emotional. Emotions don't have to be just soft and squishy and gushy and ugh. They can be, hey, would it help? What do you think will help you? Right? Do you want to vent? Do you want to get advice from me? Do you want me to just like sit here and hold space with you? Like, how can I support? There is a difference between pausing and probing. Most of the time we think that if we keep talking, if we keep kind of like digging in deeper, that will encourage them to come out. But oftentimes it won't. Allow there to be some silence. Be mindful of your approach, of the way that you move your face, of the way that you present your body language, right? When I say that their nervous system is on fire, that is exactly what I mean. It is not about an unwillingness to talk to you. It's that just sharing it is so fucking scary and goes so far against all of their traditional ideologies of their identity. So if we want them to hear us, if we want to hear them, if we want them to open up to us, we have to show them in as much of a calm, neutral way that we are here. Silence on their end may not be avoidance. It may just be processing. And that pressure to perform, that pressure to show you and have the right words to articulate how they're feeling is just going to breed more avoidance of this entirely. And it can start with you. Model it. I'm feeling overwhelmed and I just needed to say it out loud. And I understand the whole, it started with you, like, I'm not his fucking mom. I shouldn't have to do this for him. La-da-da. I get it. And we are better equipped as women to be able to do this work for them because they weren't given that. When we cried as kids, we were more likely to get a hug than they were, right? We were more likely to get coaching in how to express and experience our emotions than they were. So maybe for now, you do that, but you take it on as their coach, not as their mommy. And let's be real, he didn't grow up learning how to feel, and you didn't grow up learning how to witness him feeling. You're both going to mess this up. You're both going to get it wrong. But if you can stay, if you can practice, you will both get better. And this is what healing that gender gap looks like in real time, not on paper, not in theory, in the living room, in the bedroom, in these quiet moments. So the next time you ask him to open up, ask yourself first, am I ready to hold what he hands me? Not to fix it, not to judge it, just to embrace it, to be there, to exist within it. Because emotional expression isn't feminine, it's human. And when we stop labeling his softness as weakness, he might finally start to believe he's safe enough to speak. Thank you for joining me for our Shift RX. I will see you on Thursday for my conversation with Jason Lang. You guys, it is incredible, deep, profound. I hope you join us. Until then, remember, this is all about your and his and our collective empowerment, one shift at a time. Stay steady, and I will see you next time.